Atif and Sebastian lived in Vancouver. That's where they were from. Atif's family moved to the USA, and Sebastian thought he'd come. They both went off to college, Atif to Cornell. What would happen at the end of his freshman year, who on earth could foretell? Atif and Sebastian went to a movie and to get some food to eat. Then they drove back home to that suburban Bellevue street. Inside what they saw was far too much to understand, that such acts could be carried out by a human hand. Atif's parents had been bludgeoned. Blood and brains were everywhere. And beneath the shawl upon his mother's matted hair, they asked the skies above, how could such a thing be done? Then the two boys picked up the phone and they called 911. Atif's father, he had enemies who wanted him dead, it seems. But from the time the cops arrived upon this gruesome scene, the only suspects they considered were Sebastian and Atif. They questioned them for days amidst their shock and disbelief. Without a shred of evidence, they blamed them for this crime, though there were witnesses to prove that they were elsewhere at the time. They had gone across the bridge to Seattle's downtown core, and someone else's DNA was found amidst the blood upon the floor. Whose DNA was that? The Bellevue cops didn't care, though Atif's father's friend would soon have his awful fate to share. Just like Atif's dad, he had a contract on his head, and a few scant years later, he also turned up dead. The cops didn't have the evidence, so they wiretapped a session with undercover thugs to scare up a confession. The stories didn't match up. The kids were terrified. They lied. So the cops just changed their story to make it match the way the family died. The judge and prosecution, just like the cops, they had no shame. And entrapment and coercion was the name of this railroad game. The trial was a sham, and the jury took the bait. And now Atif and Sebastian are living out their fate, serving up their lives in maximum security, while the real killers are somewhere running free. Some might call this justice. I don't know about you. I call it putting innocent men in prison for a crime they didn't do.